Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring the heart of ambition, the spirit of resilience, and the drive to make it in one of the most competitive cities in the world, thriving in Manhattan. Let's get into it. Today, we are exploring a topic dear to my heart, thriving in Manhattan, the concrete jungle. I've had so many incredible experiences in Manhattan where ambitions meets opportunity and dreams collide with reality. A place of towering skyscrapers, relentless energy, and a pulse that never slows down. The city where success is measured in resilience, where the streets tells us thousands of stories, and where every corner holds the promise of something extraordinary. But Manhattan is not for the faint of heart. It is relentless. Fast-moving world that demands everything from those who dare to conquer it. The concrete jungle is an unforgiving as it's exhilarating, testing your patience, courage, and adaptability at every turn. So I just want to share some stories of just inspiring things, because navigating Manhattan and surviving it and thriving in Manhattan when the stakes are high, that's resilience right there. So I know we explored so many different topics regarding resilience and, you know, conquering your goals and just being ambitious. So I think this is an incredible topic to just explore about, you know, professional striving for success, longtime residents, rediscovering the city's magics of Manhattan experience, and just going over overall how to cultivate that resilience in a place where competition is fierce and unlock the secrets of networking opportunities and success and finding balance in the midst of the chaos, that one of the busiest cities in the world. And, you know, just seeing that inspiration, because Manhattan is more than just a place. It's an experience for, you know, a lot of individuals and things that you endure, having that spirit of endurance. And also it's a force, you know, those who embrace its challenges will find themselves transformed, their limits expanded, and their possibilities endless. So let's explore that concrete jungle and what that mentality is all about and what it's like to be in a competitive environment and how to make your mark and stand out. I just want to be clear that this episode isn't about romanticizing the challenges or glorifying the cutthroat competition. It's about acknowledging the grit, the determination, and the unwavering belief in oneself that's required to, you know, not just survive, but to thrive in this concrete jungle. And it's about the underdog story, the story of those who arrive with a dream and the tenacity to make it happen. And even when the odds are stacked against them, we're going to get real and raw about the struggles, the sacrifices, and the triumphs of navigating life in Manhattan, and just explore what it means to build your own success story in the heart of the city. We'll explore what makes Manhattan such a unique and challenging environment, and just discuss the common obstacles faced with those trying to make it, and unpack different things that define those that thrive when the stakes are high, and those who don't let it fade away. They rise above and rise to the occasion. So we'll be honest about the sacrifices, the rejections, and the sheer hustle required just to succeed in Manhattan or any tough competitive environment, but also celebrate the incredible energy, opportunity, and a sense of community that can be found amidst in the concrete jungle. So let's talk about that. What makes Manhattan such a powerful symbol of ambition? Well, since you ask, it's a hub of industry, finance, arts, and culture, offering so many different possibilities. It also has high stakes and intense competition. It's very competitive. And I just recall, like, being in the job interviews and the questions that they ask, and also not just when you're in the interviews, but when you get past the interview, it sort of feels like, you know, the music industry where everyone has like their girl or their artist that they're working with, and it's just so competitive how they want that person to stand out and how they're like bigging you up, and it's just so competitive. I can recall once I was in the bathroom and I can hear like to my coworkers, and it's, you know, it's a sales environment, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to beat her. I'm gonna beat her. Oh my gosh. And I just walked out of the stall and I just looked and smiled. But it's that competitive. It's just so funny. And by the way, she didn't beat me. I definitely was a top in sales, but I just find it like interesting to see how people can go all in and be so competitive. You know, and also another story I can recall where everyone was just like, I don't know, they were like Ivy League. Like every other person went to like an Ivy League school, this one company that I was working for. And I remember I was on the phone with my dad and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like went to all of these Ivy League schools. And I'm like, how am I going to compete with them? And like, what the heck is this? And my dad gave me the best advice. And he said that you've already been hired and you're already, you know, you're there, you deserve to be there. So don't psych yourself out. Like you may feel like you are the underdog because you don't have an Ivy League education, but they chose you for a reason. And that little talk with my dad, that was like one of the most rewarding things because it felt really good, like kicking their butt. Don't underestimate my work ethic, but he definitely had a point. Like, I was there in the environment because I went through this vicious process of competitive process of just going through all of the requirements. It's so competitive to get in. And one thing about me is I'm charismatic. So you put me in a room and I'm going to be able to talk and carry my own in my work ethic. And also I'm good at like painting the picture and expressing myself and like why I want something so bad. Like I'm the type of person I feel like, you know, failure is not an option. And whatever you throw in front of me, if it's something that I really want, I'm going to move everything out of the way to get it and to be successful. So that's something that I can speak with conviction. And I think I let that lead me and that like put me up in the stakes because I was just very confident in my ability. But I'm not going to lie. Like it was so competitive. I'm on the phone with my dad. I'm like, I don't even know how I got in here. Like everybody went to an Ivy League school. Like, oh, I went to Yale, I went to Harvard. Like, get out of here. Stop. But anyhow, the stakes are high. It's intense competition. And it's a place where the best of the best come to test their mettle. I'm telling you. Like, it's also a melting pot of cultures and different backgrounds. I love that. It has a very diverse and dynamic environment that fosters creativity and innovation. Like that I can attest to because one of the things is when it's so competitive, I use that to my advantage. I'm not going to lie. When I see other people, like it's just that competitive. It's like you're at a gym and you see someone next to you and they're working out and they're like all in and you see them and they're just like outperforming everybody. I've seen that. Like it's kind of like when you feel you're the best. To me, my experience in Manhattan, everyone around you is the best because they choose the top tier, the best of the best. So it's kind of like, for me, instead of looking at competition, I looked at it as what can I take from this person and make my own so that I can step my game up. So I was always learning and I was always a sponge. And most importantly, I was also like a leader without leading because I was just so confident and you give me the playbook and I'm going to run it like based off of what you gave to me. And it was just a really overall competitive, but I learned so much and I feel like the skill sets that I learned and being in those type of environments, when you are no longer in that environment, you'll stand out and you'll be very sharp and you'll be very fearless. And that type of energy will definitely help you get further ahead in life. And it's fast paced. Oh my gosh, that's another thing. I remember where, because I'm from Florida, and I remember when I came to New York, everyone was speaking so fast, and I'm like, what? Say that again? Like, and I would be the last person to get the joke. Now I speak very fast, and I have to, like, make myself slow down, bring out my Southern roots. But yes, it was just a really interesting process doing things at a very, very fast pace. So let's unpack some of those common obstacles faced by those trying to make it in Manhattan. First off, you know, the cost of living. I'm always hear people talk about how expensive it is and what their apartment in Manhattan is like. And a lot of people live in Queens and they're like, oh, I live in Queens. So I could save on that Manhattan apartment bill. So that's another thing. And like I said, another one is intense competition. You're competing with the best and brightest from all around the world. That I can attest to. Like I said, I remember just being in a training class and everyone like graduated from an Ivy League school and I'm on the phone with my dad like, what the heck is this? And but the best of the best. And you know, when you are the best and you're around the best, it can't do anything else but sharpen you, because iron sharpens iron. And that was one of the most lovely things that I enjoyed. So I don't know if I'm saying that I love competition, but I definitely seen it from a different perspective. And it has a very demanding work culture. And with this one, it kind of depends on what company you work for, because a lot of the companies I work for, I had really good hours. I was off on the weekends, and sometimes you get off early on Friday, and then sometimes, you know, they have like hybrid things going on. But some places you work, there can be long hours and high pressures, more than usual at any other places. And you deal with rejections and setbacks, and facing constant rejections and setbacks is a part of the process. And you have to be resilient and you have to be able to bounce back. So I want to talk about those qualities of being the underdog, because like I said, I've been in the room and I felt like, oh my gosh, like, how the heck did I get here? Do I belong here? And I just thrived. I came out performing well, being one of the top performers with the best of the best. So here are the top qualities that's going to make you stand out as the underdog. It doesn't necessarily have to be Manhattan, but let's go over that. The first thing is grit and resilience. That's right. You got to be gritty, baby. You have to have the ability to keep going. Even when things get tough, you have to have unwavering belief in yourself. You have to be confident with a deep conviction in your abilities and believe in your dreams, because that's what's going to carry you. You have to feel it. You have to want it. And you have to be resourceful and you have to be adaptable. Find creative solutions and challenges and be open to change and be solution oriented, because there is going to be so much going on in that day. Every day is so different just based off of your commute in the city. So you have to be not just complaining about how rough the city is, but you have to be very solution oriented. So it's not about complaining 24/7. It's about having solutions for all of those things that you are facing. That's how you're going to thrive. And it's about hustle and hard work, a willingness to put in that extra work required to succeed. And it's about passion and purpose. Like, I noticed that a lot of people in New York, they have passion, they have purpose, they have a deep love for what they want to do, and they are ready to thrive and make their mark. I know I was. And you have a clear sense of purpose, you can be productive and you can go get it. And it's also about community and connection, building strong relationships and finding support, that support system. I know that was critical. I had my tribe and we all like bounce ideas off of each other, share experiences and help make things more smooth. I remember when I had this thing of I first started off in Hell's Kitchen. Oh man, lunch breaks. I'm always at the best of the best restaurants. And I don't know, my coworkers, they just helped me like tone it down a bit. Like, okay, Leah, maybe you should go get a lunch special. Go have a lunch special. Or, you know, they'll tell me like places and tell me where they're having like a good salad and a buy one, get one, things like that. Or there was this one time where I ate like sushi, like the whole week. They're like, Leah, you just had sushi the other day. So we switch it up and we all go out as a group and have Indian food. So yeah, you have to have like your tribe, a really good group. That's one thing I really love about Manhattan when you have that culture and, you know, people that you bond with and you're connected with. And Manhattan can be a tough place, but it's also a place where dreams can come true. It's a city that rewards those who are willing to work hard, persevere through challenges, and stay true to their vision. So understand that that underdog story is alive, and that's how you thrive well in Manhattan. And it's a story that reminds us that with grit, determination, and just believing in ourselves, that anything is possible. So believe in your dreams and always feel confident to go after whatever it is that your heart desires. Don't doubt yourself and don't psych yourself out. You have that ability. Greatness is within you, and be confident and go out there and be a go-getter and pursue your goals and dreams and all of your ambitions. That's what it's all about. And you too will thrive in life. So what dreams are you currently pursuing? And what challenges are you facing? What qualities do you possess that make you an underdog ready to rise and thrive? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, the underdog story is not just about where you come from. It's about the fire in your belly and the unwavering belief in your potential. Embrace your inner underdog and go make your mark on the world. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.